The word Emmanuel means this. It means God with us. It means God is here. It means God is right here, present with us. And we think about that whole statement, we think in this, you know, the time of December, it means God is with you when you go to the mall and go shopping. God is with you. And you're praying, Lord, please let me get a parking space up front, not right next to JCPenney. God is with you when you go shop. God is with you when you take your, I guess he was with you when you took your finals, if you're still taking your college student. God is with you today when you watched your kids. God is going to be with you tomorrow and when you go to work. He'll be with you on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when you spend time with your family. God is with us. And we think about that whole concept of Emmanuel, God is with us. But what does that really mean for us, for God to be with us? And in Matthew chapter 1, the writer Matthew writes this story, and it's the beginning part of the Christmas story. And this is what he writes in Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. He says, speaking of Mary, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's why Jesus came into this world, was to save his people from their sins. A lot of people realize or think, well, I don't even need to be saved. Jesus came for that very reason, to save his people from their sins, to save us from ourselves. Jesus came into the world. And he says all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. And let me just pause. Matthew is quoting a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, that was over 740 years old. Now that just boggles my mind, because Matthew is writing about something that was foretold over 700 years previously. He says this is what was written by the prophet. Verse 23, that the virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, this was earth-shaking news. It was earth-shaking news because most people think that God is just far out there and that he started everything and he spun the earth and then he just kind of vanished and now he's nowhere to be found. This was earth-shaking news because most people thought God's holiness and his glory. I mean, if you think in the Bible of the story of Moses, when God came close to him, what did Moses do? He had to cover his face. He turned away. When you think of the glory of God in the Old Testament, you think of how when God was so near, the priests would have to tie a rope around them, their waist, so if they went into the Holy of Holies, that if they were not clean, if they were not pure, if there was any sin in their heart, they could drag them back out of that holy place, because God is so holy, he's so great, he's so awesome. There's no way that God could come near to us. And that's the very thing that Matthew tells us. He says, God is going to come near. He is going to be with you. He's going to be Emmanuel. He's going to be God with us, with you and with me. And see, that is exactly what happened. Jesus came and he stripped himself of his glory and he came to earth as a man, as a child. And he gave himself to be with us. Matthew said, God is with you. God was with you and he will be with you. But the problem is that many of us just don't believe that. We just don't believe that God is with us. We don't believe that because some of us just don't believe that God exists at all. And you may be here this morning, you came to watch the kids, and you came to just check out the little manger scene, and you think, that's really nice and cute, but that's just a bunch of folklore, that's just a bunch of Christian tradition that's not even real. It's just make-believe. It's like Disney magic. It doesn't even mean anything because I don't really believe that all this is just a fantasy. It's for weak-minded people. I mean, come on, we talk about this. Some of us don't believe that God is with us because we don't believe that God is real in the first place. Some of us don't believe that God is with us because we just don't feel him. I mean, sometimes we consider that our feelings are what determines what's reality, and really that's not a great way to live, because if you don't feel God, does not mean that God doesn't exist. And well, you just don't feel like him. Some of you don't think that God is with you because of some of the struggles that you face this year, or maybe you're facing now. You're challenged with a lot of difficulties. There's things that have come up in your life that have happened this year that have really challenged your faith, and you've had doubts, and there's things that have really come up that have really made, maybe there's an empty chair in your home. Maybe you lost someone that you love. Maybe your family and your marriage just kind of disintegrated. Maybe that was this year, and you just feel like, you know, I don't know if, you know, is God really near to me, because I see these struggles and these things that are happening in my life, and it kind of pushes me into an area of doubt. Some of us don't believe that God is near to us because we're just ashamed. Because we've done some things that we don't think that God would really want us close to Him. How could God love me? I mean, look at what I've done. How could God be a part of my life? I mean, look at me. You ought to see my life. Why would God want to come close to me? And that's the problem that a lot of us experience. We don't believe that God is near to us because of all of these other things. But here's my goal today in the next just few minutes. My goal is for everybody in this room, young and old alike, to understand that God is with you, that He was with you, and He will be with you forever if you will just make things right with Him. If you will be and open up the door for Him to just be close to you, the Lord will be close to you in a way that you have never experienced Him before. God wants to be with you, and He will be with you if you'll just give Him that opportunity. Let me just break it down real quick. God is with us. He is with us. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says that the angel went to Mary, and this is what he said. Greetings. He's a nice, friendly angel, okay? Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is what? With you. The very first thing that heaven and the angels knew that Mary needed to know was that God would be with her and that you don't have to be afraid. It was the first thing that Mary needed to be convinced of, is that there is going to be some really challenging things, but the God of all comfort, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the God of all comfort will be with you. And that word comfort, the comforter, means, it means parakletos, which means He will come alongside and He will comfort you. And some of you, maybe right now, you need that parakletos to come alongside and to comfort you this Christmas season, because things just haven't worked out the way that you thought they should work out, and you just feel so alone. But I want you to understand today that God is with you. He is with you. Not was, not maybe someday will be, but He is with you, and He will take care of you. He will comfort you. A few years ago, my family and I went to Six Flags during Fright Fest. It's the Halloween thing at Six Flags. And so we go down there, and if you've ever been there during that time, there's some really weird people that show up at Six Flags in that time. And the thing is they get by with it because they can all wear costumes. And even employees at Six Flags will wear some of these costumes. So I'm walking around, the kids were a lot younger than they are now, and we're walking around, and there's these goons, these goofy looking scary guys that they're like 8 foot tall, you know, and they're following me and Shannon around and the kids, and Seth and Sydney are like, you know, and they're walking right behind my kids, you know, like they're about to eat them, you know, and Seth's like, oh, mommy, I don't like that guy, you know, and Sydney's like, I don't like him either, you know, they just do not like this. So I just politely turn to Lurch there and I say, hey, just back off. My kids, you know, funny, okay, that's good. And so we kept on walking, and these two guys just keep on following us, just right over my shoulder, and they're right by my kids. So I stopped again. I said, okay, man, look, I get it. It's Halloween, you know, you're all dressed up, nobody knows who you are, you know, and you're kind of being scary with all the kids. But my kids don't like it, okay? Just back off. So we proceeded to go on, you know, we're going to go get, you know, one of those, you know, foot-long corny dogs or something like that. And these guys, they keep, you know, they just keep following us. And at this point, you know, I'm a nice guy, you know, and I'm a pastor, but there was a little bit of just righteous indignation that just started coming up in me. I was like, look, you know, I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, I've told these guys twice to back off. Okay, now, I'm fixing to go, you know, lurch on them. I'm going to, you know, I'm about to do kung fu on them. So they need to back off. So they're still following me around. And I turn around and say, hey, look, okay, my kids don't like it. And now I don't like it. So you need to back off before I take that mask off. And I was, you know, I had to control it. Shannon's over there going, hey, you know, it's okay, it's okay. Because it never fails. Whenever you're in a place like that and you're doing something like that, there's always church people around. You just bump into them. You know, I could just see kids, you know, walking, you know, some of our youth walking through Six Flags. Look, mommy, it's our pastor and he's fighting people at Six Flags. I could just see that happening. Our pastor's beating up on Six Flags employees. Yeah, that would make a great Dallas Morning News headline, wouldn't it? So I tell the guys, hey, look, I don't like you. Okay, get away from my family. And I'm not going to call your manager. I'm going to take care of you here and now. Finally, they got the idea, you know, when I got up in their plastic mask, all right? I said, just back off. Finally, they backed off. But I turned to my kids and I said, hey, look, it's no problem. You know, every time they'd say, I don't like them, they just kept following. I said, look, I'm okay. I'll take care of it. And that's what we need to recognize that God does for us. He is with us. And when things just kind of hover over our shoulder and they kind of scare us and they cause us anxiety and they cause us fear and they kind of frighten us and we just say, hey, back off. You know, I don't like you, you know, and they just keep coming after it. You need to realize that God is with you and that He is the one that will get in between you and whatever it is that's kind of haunting you and pressing you. And say, look, they don't like you and neither do I. You're done. Okay? God is with you. And that's what I want you to realize. God will take care of you. And so when you feel alone, I want you to understand that God is with you to be your comforter. When you are sick, understand that God is with you to be your healer. When you are lost, know that God is with you to be your guide. And when you're hurt, God is there with you to be your hope. When you are weak in your, not only in your just your spirit, but in your emotions, in your heart, in your mind. When you're weak, God is there with you to help you to be strong and to pick you up and to strengthen you. And when your life has sin in it, remember that God is with you to be your Savior. He's there. He's with you. And even if you don't see Him now, even if maybe you're going through one of those storms, let me tell you something. It's better to go through a storm with Jesus than it is to go anywhere without Him. No matter where you are. I'd rather go through a storm with the Lord than I had to go anywhere without Him, whether it was rosy days or pretty days. It doesn't matter. Jesus is with us. He is with us. God is with us. The second thing is God was with us. He was with you. And sometimes it's easier to look in a rearview mirror and look over our shoulder and recognize that God was with us. In the story, in an Old Testament story, there's a story of the man named Joseph. And I'm not talking about Joseph and Mary. I'm talking about Joseph. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 39, there's a story about Joseph and how this guy was betrayed by his own brothers. I mean, talk about the worst family, most dysfunctional group of siblings ever. They get together and they conspire to throw their younger brother into a pit and sell him as a slave. Now, that is just absolutely awful. I can't even imagine that. You know, if my kids have plotted that, Sawyer, don't get in there. I'm not going to let them do it to you. OK, so I'm just not going to let it happen. But this, it was just totally dysfunctional. And the wonderful thing about this story is that Joseph didn't get bitter. He looked over his life. And you've got to understand this context. He looked over his life. He was sold by his own family to be a slave. He went to prison and he was accused of things that he never did do. And he spent time in prison. And when he got out, he wasn't even thanked. But God had other plans. God turned it out for the good. But I want you to listen to what the scripture says. In Genesis chapter 39 verse 21, it says, but the Lord was with Joseph. He was with Joseph. When Joseph was in the bottom of the pit, He was with him. When Joseph was in that prison, in that nasty, stanky prison, Joseph knows God was with him. God was with Joseph and showed him mercy and He gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. In Shannon and my life, and I know that many of you can probably use the same testimony. When we first got married, we lived on more love than we did on money, okay? And I remember a time when we were first married, and we just had one thing go out after another. We got down to our last dollar, and we look back over that and we say, God, thank you, because it was amazing how when we got down to our last dollar and we didn't know what we were going to do, we had a few bills that needed to be paid. We get this letter in the mail, and it's wrapped up in just a plain white piece of paper with some money in it that is just on the piece of paper. It says, just cause, just because. And I thank God, because God was with me in that moment. He was with me when I knew that I had no capability of doing anything else. I was doing all that I could, but God was with me, and that proves it. I know that God was with me when I walked up upon the car accident or the motorcycle accident of one of my best friends. And as I stood over his body at his funeral, and I felt the grief and the pain and the struggle of seeing one of my closest friends meet the Lord at a very young age, at the age of 23. And I stood there, and my heart was just empty, and I was weighed down with grief and with hurt and with pain. And I looked at his daughter, and his young daughter. I looked at his grieving wife, and I recognized that God was with us in that moment and helped us to navigate those waters. I know that God was with me, and God was with Shannon when we took our family, when we stepped off of airplanes into foreign countries, not knowing the people that we were going to minister to, not knowing the dangers that we might encounter, not knowing the places that we were going to go or how we were going to get it done. But God was with us when we said, Lord, who will you send? We will go. We will take the message of Jesus around the world. And we walked onto the frozen landscapes of Russia and Ukraine and Armenia and different places. And we said, God, wherever you take us, we will follow, because we know that you're faithful. You are with us wherever we go. God was with us in those moments. I know that God was with us a few years ago when we started Journey Church. As I sit right there on that front row and I looked at all of these children, I'm thinking in my mind, God, every tear, every heartache, every doubt, every fear was worth it because of these children right here, because there's a generation that we are pouring into that God can shape the future with. And I know that it was worth it. God was with us then, and he was with us now. And it makes it all worthwhile, because I look back over my shoulder and over the many times in my life when God was with us. God was with us this past year when we had Shannon had to have an emergency surgery at the beginning of this year. God was with us. God was with us when our child was diagnosed with sickness, and God was faithful. He was with us because he took care of us, and the peace of God settled over that car. Some of you have heard the story. And I knew that the Lord would be with us, and his peace lifted us and gave us encouragement. But God has been with us. He was with us. I want you to know, in this room, God has been with you. Maybe your life was spared. Maybe you were spared an accident on the road or on the highway. Maybe you were spared a disease or sickness, and God was with you, and he delayed anything that would take a tragic toll upon your life so that you could even be here this morning and to enjoy these children and to hear this message that God has been with you. Maybe you have experienced pain and suffering this year. Maybe it's been a loss in your family. Maybe you have lost a home. Maybe you've lost a marriage. Maybe you've lost a job that God transferred you and moved you somewhere. But you know that now that you are here, where you are now, you look over your shoulder and say, God, through all of the good and all of the bad, I know that you were with me. God has been with you the whole time. He's been working in your life the whole time, and he brought you to this place this morning, today, in the eyes and the faces of just these little children to see him. Not just to see kids dressed up in wonderful costumes, not to see kids sing and play Jingle Bells, but to see the face of Jesus in the smiles and the laughter and the songs of these little children. God has brought you here because God was with you. He set you up and he put you here day, just to hear this message that he is with you and that he was with you. God is with you. He was with you. And then finally, I want you to know that God will be with you. I want you to think, what if Mary could have seen into the future? If Mary could have looked into the future, the angel said, hey, look, I want you to know that Emmanuel is coming to you. He is with you. If Mary could have seen into the future, she would have said, you know what? The Lord is going to be with me when I conceive and I find out that I'm pregnant. The Lord is going to have to be with me when I go and tell Joseph. Right? He's going to have to be with me when I go and tell Joseph, hey, look, this is what has happened to me. It's miraculous. I can't explain it all, but this is what has happened. The Lord is going to be with us when he saddles me and he puts me on the back of a donkey and we ride for miles to go to Bethlehem. The Lord is going to be with me. He will be with us when I go and I give birth in the middle of a stable where animals are around. The Lord is going to be with me as I raise my son, Jesus, to be the man that he should be. The Lord is going to be with me when he's 12 years old and I can't find him. And he's disappeared in the middle of a huge city and I can't find him. And I find him in the middle of the temple. The Lord was with me. And he will be with me when Jesus and I see this man grow up to be someone who performs his first miracle at that wedding. The Lord will be with me when I see Jesus do the things that he said that he could do miraculously. He will be with us when I stand and I hear the testimony of these liars who falsely accuse my son of doing wrong. He will be with me as I watch my son being beaten and accused. He will be with me when I stand at the foot of the cross and I look up at my son and the blood that will flow. He will be with me when I watch them lay his body into a tomb. He'll be with me on that first day, that first night, as I lie awake thinking. And on that second night, he will be with me. And on that third day, he will be with me. When I understand and recognize and they tell me that the tomb is now empty and that Jesus is no longer in the grave, he will be with me. He will be with me now. He was with me then, and he will be with me forever. If we could just look through Mary's lens, we would recognize that she knew that God was going to be with her. Paul says it like this. He says in Romans chapter 8, he says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Just answer that question. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Say this with me. Nothing. Say the word nothing. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? What? Nothing. Shall trouble? No. Shall hardship? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? No. Shall nakedness? I don't even know what nakedness is really doing in this passage. But let me just say this. Nakedness will not separate you from the love of God, okay? Some of you wondering about that, and I know that you thought of, you know. No! Shall danger? No! Or sword? No! But look what he says. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, I am absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, friends, will separate you from the love of God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. That's a good place to say amen right there. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. We don't know what lies down the road. If we could do what Mary could do and just look into the future, we don't know what is coming into our lives this coming year. We don't know what a doctor may diagnose us in our own bodies. God forbid. But I want you to know, whatever you might be diagnosed with today or tomorrow, God is and will be with you. No matter what may come against your family in the coming year, understand that God will be with you. No matter if you lose your job, get transferred on your job, change jobs, in your finances, you don't know what's going to happen. Understand this, God will be with you. Know that God is going to be with you. at college, in your doubts, in your fears, in your anxiety, no matter where you are, in your failure, in your disappointments, in your sin, God's love is going to be there because nothing can separate His love from you no matter what you do. He loves you and He's pulling you close to Him. He will be with you. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the God who is, who was, and who always will be. I will be your God. He says in Deuteronomy that He's the God that goes before us. He's in front of you, friends, and that's a wonderful idea to know that God is in your today, but He's always and also in your tomorrow. He's already been to Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. He knows what's in front of you, and He is going to prepare a way, and He'll be there with you when you get there. He's with you. Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with us. He is with me. No matter what comes into your life, it doesn't matter. God is, He was, and He will be with you. And that is one of the most enjoyable things to talk about on Christmas, because Emmanuel, God, has come. He's stepped out of heaven's glory and He's come to earth to be with us, to enjoy us, and to show us Himself. There's no question that God is with us. The only question that there is to be asked is not that is God right here with us, but are we right with God? That's the question. It's not, is God right here, right now? Yes, He is. But are we right with God? That's the question to ask. Are we right with God? This morning, that's what I want you to think over. That's what I want you to think over. Are you right with God? Some of you need to hear that God is with you because you're facing some struggles. You're even going through struggles right now. Your world's kind of upside down. Your job is iffy. Your health may be iffy. You've got problems. Maybe Christmas is coming and you've got some problems relationally in your family. And it's just, it's questionable. And you need to know that God is with you now. And I believe that God can show you that today. But some of you need to understand that God wants you to be right with Him. That He wants you, as what the Word says, do you know that you are standing in right with God? And if you say this morning, you know what, I'm not sure, I don't really know this, let me tell you, before you can leave, you can know that Jesus can come into your life and He can set you right with God so that you will become exactly what He created you to become, and that is in close relationship, near and with God, near and with Him. This morning, I want us to just pray in just a moment. And I want you to realize how important this message is for everybody. You may be just a visitor here, but don't take this time just to say, oh, well, the kids were great. Let this message sink in. God wants to be near you. He wants to be near you. Let's bow our heads. Viv, would you come? Just Viv, please. Real quickly, as I just close and we move on to one more thing, I just want to ask this question. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor Scott, I'm really struggling. There's some things that's going on in my life. I just want you to pray for me that I would just be reminded that God is with me today, that He's given me hope. He's given me a future, that He's going to be there for me, that I can count on Him and that He can just lift my faith up. Maybe this is the season. Christmas is the season where we ask all of those questions, and you just need to be reminded that God is with you today. Maybe you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor Scott, would you just pray for me? Yeah, here's one. Anybody else? Here's another. Hands all over the room. Just lifting your hand to say, I just need to be reminded that day that God is with me. Yes, yes. God is with me. You can put your hands down. Thank you. He is with you. He's with you. And maybe you're here this morning and you didn't expect this, but I want you to be reminded that we know that God is right here, but are you right with God? That's the question that has to be asked. And maybe you came in this morning not expecting that, and just looking to watch the kids. But maybe you're here this morning and you say, you know what? I need to be right with God. I want God close to me, and I need to move close to Him. And you would say, I want to give Him my life this morning so that He can come in and He can change me and create me new, and that He can give me hope and a future and a purpose, and that I can be cleansed from my past and my sin, and He can make me right with God. If you're here this morning, I want you to lift your hand and I want you to say, that's me right now. I want to lift my hand. I want to be right with God. I want to make sure that everything's right. Here's one hand. Anybody else? Here's several hands all over the room. I want to be right. I don't want to miss any chance and any opportunity to draw close to the Lord. Thank you for raising your hands. Yes, hands all over the room. I want to be right. This Christmas, I want things to be right with me and the Lord. Thank you. You can put your hands down. I'm going to pray in just a moment, and I want you to just pray this prayer with me, and I want you to just say in your own way and in your heart that you want God to come in and you give Him your life. It's all over this room. Here's what I'd like for us to do. Would you just pray and bow your heads with me, and let's pray this prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, that you sent to us to be with us. I pray that this morning, that Lord, those who are struggling, who have fear and anxiety, they would recognize that, Lord, you are with them. Lord, that you have not abandoned them. You have always been with them. Your love can never be pulled away from their life. Lord, I pray for that, for those folks here in this room this morning, the Lord, who need to be right with you. That, Lord Jesus, that you would come and that you would take control of their life, that you would, Lord, let them to turn over the sin, Lord God, that's in their life to you, Lord, and let you dispose of it. And, Lord, that you give them a new heart, that you give them a new direction, a new purpose, a new reason for living. And that, Lord Jesus, that you would make them completely new and start it all over, Lord, in a relationship with you. Father, we thank you for this gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for coming close to us and cleansing our lives and giving us salvation and giving us hope and giving us a future and eternal life. We thank you for that, Lord. We honor you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.